Welcome to Stories Around the Globe. I'm your host, Kinsey, and today on this podcast, I will be sharing the story of when I threw my little sister a surprise birthday party. It was pretty much a regular day in January, kind of windy and gloomy outside with a slight breeze in the air. We started setting up the dining room as soon as my sister left that morning. Carson was turning 14 years old that next day and spent the afternoon with my grandma, not knowing anything, as we thought. My head was pretty much spinning all over the place from having to do so many things what felt like a short amount of time, including cook and decorate. I was super worried, especially it being only my mom and I doing all of this. I was extremely anxious yet excited during this time. About an hour of getting things in order, I texted all of her friends making sure it was still on for today, and this is where things started going downhill. Of course, 4 out of the 6 people I invited canceled. Mind you, this was after I made 6 goodie bags. My feelings were angry, sad, worried, and scared all at one time. I thought about how she might feel if she only sees 2 of her friends there when she walks in. That wasn't all that was going bad, though. The theme of the party was unicorn, so my mom found a recipe on Pinterest for unicorn punch and decided to try it out. The flavors were just not there. It's odd that raspberry sherbet, 7-Up, and pink lemonade literally makes the flavor of water. I was so aggravated I almost gave up on the whole party. This mess doesn't even end here. So we started decorating, thinking this was kind of fix everything. The tables were blue and pink with glitter and sequins spread all around them, and food was set up perfectly with candy. We had hung up a few banners throughout the room also. Then we got to the lanterns. We put them together nicely and went to hang them all over the ceiling, but none would stay put. They all just kept flying off onto the floor. At this point, I was so angry and thought it was all ruined. Luckily, we got it together. We were 20 minutes away from not fixing all of the mess and getting everything ready in time. We cut it very close. My grandma couldn't stall her any longer. We saw the car pull up and started freaking out. Finally, Carson walks in. We startled her only a little bit, which was weird. She said she kind of knew after seeing blue and pink cupcake icing on the counter the night before. It was the weight off my shoulders knowing we actually got it done in time and that she liked it. She was very grateful to have the friends that actually showed up to the party. She wasn't even worried about the others. I was so relieved after hearing that. It was like my mind was at ease. Even though this took place only about a month ago, it impacted her life in a small way. She saw who her real friends were and learned that it's not about having a ginormous group of friends. It's all about having those few real ones that care. She's also very thankful that I, her older sister, went through the hassle that I did just to make her smile and have a good birthday. While I was so uncertain that the party was going to be a terrible mess, it ended up being just what she wanted. For that, it brought joy to my mind.